Hey guys, welcome to the Reflection Room. Today, I would like to share with you one of my favorite behavioral coping strategies in therapy. Can you guess? Yoga! You can tell that I'm passionate about it. And that is because yoga is more than a physical exercise. Yoga is a powerful practice that connects the mind and the body to reduce stress and promotes mental well-being. Regardless of the reason why people come to therapy, I can almost guarantee you that stress is always involved. Now, this is important to know because stress has been linked to several physical and mental issues, such as high blood pressure, digestive issues, symptoms of anxiety, and depression. More so, chronic stress can be detrimental to our health. So, it is super important that we evaluate our stress levels and how this may be related to the symptoms of anxiety or depression that we may be experiencing. I want to share with you a little bit of research. Several studies show that yoga not only promotes strength, flexibility, and balance, which, by the way, is super good for our body, especially as we age. But the application of movement, breath, and meditation can help to decrease stress, symptoms of anxiety, and depression, and creates a sense of well-being. Listen, I know there are multiple mechanisms involved in what triggers symptoms of anxiety or depression. And of course, treatment varies from person to person. So I encourage you to talk to your doctor, talk to your therapist. On my end, I want to share a little bit about how the practice of yoga can promote well-being. The process involving yoga, such as the asanas, the postures, the breathing, and the meditation, help us to shift from the sympathetic nervous system, which prepares the body for stressful situations, providing the fight, flee, freeze response that we all have experienced at one point or another, to the parasympathetic nervous system, which regulates digestion and slows down the body after a sympathetic activation. This is one of the reasons why the parasympathetic nervous system is also known as the rest and digest. And as this happens, our breathing slows down, lowering our blood pressure. By our nature, we develop patterns and responses, and these patterns are not always the best for us. Yoga plays an important role in self-regulation because it involves what we call top-down practices, such as being attentive to what's happening. In this case, attentive to the pose, intentionally breathing, and being mindful of the experience. If you are already a practitioner of yoga, next time you go to class, remember this. It's more about the process than the poses. When I teach a yoga class, I actually encourage people to be mindful of their inner experience. And I ask if they are able to safely close their eyes and be in the pose. I ask them to be curious about the experience, observe what they can observe, and then just notice their breathing. In fact, if you're able to do this and if you're not driving, just close your eyes for a moment or gaze your eyes down and take a deep breath into your body. And then slowly exhale. And I just want you to notice your breathing, how it's supporting your experience, how it's supporting your life, actually. Research shows that one of the essential players in this experience is the vagus nerve, also known as the cranial nerve 10. The vagus nerve is the main nerve of the parasympathetic nervous system. It runs from the brainstem to the colon, and it is considered a key link between the gut and the brain. Now, why is this important? Because the gut produces about 90 to 95% of the serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that helps regulate mood, sleep, and appetite. How cool is that? Now, how does this relate to yoga? Well, because the postures, the breathing and the meditation stimulates this nerve and as a result reduces stress and inflammation in the body. Through the poses or asanas, yoga offers many opportunities to restore balance of your autonomic nervous system. It prepares you, the practitioner, to develop and use appropriate and adaptive responses to stress. By practicing mindfulness and integrated practice in yoga, you can develop awareness of body and mind, and that can help you to process outside and internal experiences in a much better way. So here is one thing you could do. In the morning or at night, whatever works best for you, take some time to integrate a short practice. It doesn't have to be too much, and really do what works for you. But include these three elements: movement, breathing, and meditation. One move, one breath, and be mindful of how your body feels, staying in the moment without forcing the experience. I'll share with you some of my favorite poses. Child pose, forward fold, such a calming effect, and thread the needle. Thread the needle, I like it a lot because it actually helps to release tension on your shoulders, your upper back, and the neck, which are areas where anxiety or stress accumulates. So, next time, share with us what are the poses that work for you. What are your questions? I encourage you to share that with us, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.